Know this, saith the Spirit of grace, that the most important part of every service, now or what will be for the future, is the worship, says the Spirit of the Lord. For my worshipers set the tone and bring into effect my spirit to do the things that I desire to do. And yes, for the one that would say, yes, but the word, you've exalted your word above your name. What about the word? My word, which is exalted above my name, will be misappropriated in the house and among the hearers. Even if an anointed vessel brings it, it will not have the impact unless my spirit is there to bring it forth, saith the Spirit of grace. So if you miss any part of any service, now or the future, do not miss worship. I would have you miss any part rather than the presence of my spirit, saith the Spirit of grace. For as my presence rests upon you, you will be healed. As my presence rests upon you, you will be prepared to hear my word, which will in effect bring forth great change to your life, says the Spirit of the Lord. But where there is dry ground, the seed will not grow. This is why I continually petition you to come in to my presence. Blatant hearts who hear my word anesthetically and just go forward, never allow my seed to grow in them. Your children will not remember the sermons that will be preached, nor the lessons that will be taught, but they will remember the presence of God even when they cannot explain it. Allow your children to sit in my presence. Allow yourself. If you miss any part of any service, if you zone out or go someplace, do not miss worship, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Do not miss intimacy. It is the key. It is the key that unlocks my spirit to do more for you than you can imagine, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Do not let others create an atmosphere for you. Create your own atmosphere. Let your heart worship me in earnest, in spirit, and in truth. Do not even be concerned about the wee ones, the little ones. For what you see as today as a necessity for my spirit to come will change in the days ahead. For as the masses come and the noise level is exalted to other levels because of just people, know this, that I will come in the midst of the noise. I will come in the midst of the God-given chaos. Your vision for revival has only been partially right. Even for your pastor, it's only been partially right. Know this, that in the days ahead, I will take this place and turn it upside down, saith the Spirit of the Lord. And do not think, saith the Spirit of the Lord, that this man prophesies out of his own spirit. For truly I will take the things that you see now as fit and proper and turn them upside down and right side out. But you will love it. You will come to love it. To start with, it will be a bitter taste to you because you'll not be used to it and it'll not be convenient for you. But thus saith the Lord, convenience for your life is not what I'm concerned about. I'm not concerned about you being able to leave here at a convenient hour or to go from here at a convenient hour or come at a convenient hour. My time schedule is not on your time schedule. For the masses are waiting to be birthed into my kingdom, saith the Lord. And I have here high priests and kings that will birth this in the days ahead and are birthing it now, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Bring forth the sheaves unto me. Bring them forth as you are now in prayer, but in the days ahead, physically bring them to this house. Saith the Spirit of grace,